Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem is starting a beautiful new siman, Tof Resh Samach Tes, which is the last siman in all of Hilchas Sukkos. And this deals with the halachas of Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz. So we begin the Mechaber. A little bit of this is going to sound familiar because in the previous siman we also discussed some of the laws of Simchas Torah as they deal with Eretz Yisrael, but also with Chutz La'aretz. But here's where we have the main source for Simchas Torah in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber writes, Sif Aleph, B'malkum sh'osin shnei yomim tovim, in Chutz La'aretz where you have a yontiv that lasts 2 days because of Sveika Diyoma. So you have Shmini Atzeres and you have Simchas Torah. So in this situation, on Leil Chi, on the night of Simchas Torah, Mekachin, we make Kiddush, because Sveika D'Yoma, Vomrim Zman, and because it's Sveika D'Yoma, we make a Shechianu again. The only time that this is not true, the exception to the rule, is by the last days of Pesach, because there, you don't make a Shechianu on the first day of the last days of Pesach, so you don't make a Shechianu on the last days of Pesach, because it's the same Yontif. As opposed to by Sukkos, it's Shmini Atzeres is Regu B'Fnei Atzmo, so it requires its own Shechianu. And of course, Shavuos is only one set of days. The first days are the only days in Shavuos. There is no Chol HaMoed. So therefore, it's Sveika D'Yoma. You always make a Shechianu on the second day of Yom Sheni Shel Golios. So you do it by the first days of Sukkos, by the last days, i.e. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, by the first days of Pesach, but not by the last days of Pesach. That's the exception to the rule. So here, on Simchas Torah, you make a Shechianu in Kiddush. Ulamachar, Motzin, Shlosha Svarim, and the following morning when we lay in, so we take out three Sefer Torahs, we all know, the Korim Be'echad is Osa Bracha, and we had this in yesterday's year as well, so we lay in the first Sefer is Osa Bracha, and we read until the very end of the Torah, at Sofa Torah, and the last person getting the Aliyahs we'll see is the Chosan Torah. Ubesheni, we take out the second Sefer Torah right away, we begin Bereishis. We want to show and demonstrate that we begin learning right away, so we don't say to the Sultan, we're done learning, and the Sultan is Makatrig against us. And second Sefer Torah, we read Rishon, Bereishis, Ad, Asher, Bora, Lukim, Lasos. And then the third Sefer Torah is the regular Maftir, which deals with the Korbanos of Shmini Atzeres, which Shlishi Korea Maftir, Kumo Esmo, just like on Shmini Atzeres, on Simchas Torah, it's the same Maftir. And here the Haftorah, Umaftir, here when we say Maftir, we mean the Haftorah, is Vahi Achrei Mos Moshe. Okay, that's the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph tells us, Umisha Kore Parshas Zu Nikra Chasun Torah, the one who gets the Aliyah that concludes Parshas Zos HaBracha is called the Chasun Torah, which is a very big honor. Nagu Limkor Parshas Zu Parshas Bereishis, and the minhag is to go and sell them, to auction them off to high bidders, both the last Aliyah in the Torah and the first Aliyah in the Torah, V'konim B'damim Merubim, people spend a lot of money to go and have that honor. V'roi L'hadirim B'efshar, and if at all possible, one should make sure that the people getting those aliyahs, Shuakonim Muchtorim B'Torah, they should be themselves crowned B'Torah, because you're the Chasun Torah, so you should be obviously somebody who is familiar with Torah, or at least Migdoli HaKol, a leader in the community. Sivkot and Beis, Mishpura says, B'Sheni Bereishis, and the second Sefer Torah we read from Bereishis, Mishikori Parashah Zu, Nikra Chosim Bereishis. This person is called the Chosim Bereishis. V'yaf Misha Ola Kfar B'Parashah B'Zos HaBracha, even somebody who got an Aliyah already in Zos HaBracha, is allowed to get both Chosim Torah, Yochol Lalos L'Chosim Torah, or L'Chosim Bereishis. There is no requirement to not have had an Aliyah that day already. Most people get an Aliyah and the first five aliyahs of Zos HaBracha, which we read over and over again, so that person who got an aliyah is still allowed to go and get Chosin Torah or Chosin Bereishis. We look in the issue foot number three, brings down, Ba'av Shemala Gedola Hilalos Chosin Torah Bereishis. This is a very, very important honor to get either of these two aliyahs. Nevertheless, the Eshel Avromi B'Chach wrote that he personally, originally, was Noeg Lalos B'Simchas Torah to get Chosin Torah Bereishis, but then subsequently, he said it's better to get Shlishi, the regular aliyah that he would get every Shabbos, as the first non-Kohen, non-Levi aliyah, and he thought that that was actually technically more important. And Ben Eretz Yisrael, that finds himself in Chutz La'aretz on Simchas Torah. So could he be called up for Chasen Torah? For him, it's really a weekday. So in the Sefer Shelus Shuvs, Chaim Shaw, he writes, Sha'af lalos l'shar ho'lios nechluku ha'poskim mutlo. Even to get a regular aliyah, it's already a sofek. So he says, certainly, even according to those that are mekot say could get a regular aliyah, it would be preferable for him not to be Chasen Torah. Because it looks a little bit like a joke that he's a weekday, really, for him, and he's getting such a big aliyah. And it's like he's stealing the hearts of Klai Yisrael. And this is also the opinion that Tzitz Eliezer of Oldenburg Zatzal, who agrees that he shouldn't get Chosin Torah or Chosin Bereishis. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal says that even though the five people who get the Aliyah on Yontif should ideally be all from Chutz La'aretz, because for them there really is a Chiv Tulein and not for the person from Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless for Chosin Torah, which is really a Hosafa, you could give it even to a Talmud Chacham who comes from Eretz Yisrael. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Likewise, a ben chutz loretz who finds himself in Eretz Yisrael for Simchas Torah, which is their Shemini Atzeres, so in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, from Harugon, Rav Tukachinsky, Zatzal, and also in the Kaf HaChayim, writes that he could be the Chasson Torah, and this is also brought down in the name of Rav Shach as well, Rav Shach Zatzal. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, however, the person who got Chasson Torah should not get Chasson Bereishis, should give it to two different people. Why? Hatam, Kivan, the Lekah, Hefsek, the name, because there's no interruption between them, so it looks like the first Sefer Torah wasn't kosher, and that's why they gave him the Li in the second Sefer Torah. Shaykh Pagan, the Sefer Torah Rishon, Hashem, and Psula Isa. And that's why he's getting Aliyah right away in the second Sefer Torah. But he says, that's only in the same shul where they're reading it right afterwards. But if he decides to go to another shul and purchase, in one shul he purchases Chasson Torah, the next shul he purchases Chasson Bereishis, that's not a problem. And he brings that from the Mariel, because of the Mariel, Shekono Levi, Yochel Yos Chasson Torah, Chasson Bereishis. But according to Levi, could get this Aliyah as well. It's not a problem, because it's technically not Matir, so we normally only give a Kohen or Levi Matir, but they could be both the Chasson Torah or the Chasson Bereishis. The issue foot number four brings down, if you do have a hefsek between the Chasson Torah and the Chasson Bereishis, somehow there was another Aliyah in there, so Yochel Lalo Safilu Lechatchila, Limro Sha'ala Kvar B'Sefer HaTorah Rishon, because then it clearly isn't that the first Sefer Torah was Pogum, and therefore we technically could have the same person doing both. Furthermore, in the issue number five, he brings down the Chay Lalo Shlosha Kohanim. Could you give the last Aliyah in the first Sefer Torah, which is Chasson Torah, to a Kohen, and then you give Chasson Bereishis to a Kohen, and then you give the Mat to a Kohen? That's also allowed. You could give all three of those, not a problem. Kivin Shekol Echad Kori B'Sefer Acher. Each one is reading from a separate Sefer. There's no Pagam on the prior Kohen. What about giving a father and a son, or two brothers, Chasson Torah, Chasson Bereishis? So the Shari Ephraim brings out that that's also permitted. And this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Shebishnei Sefrei Torah, Mutar Likro Abu, but no, you could call a father and a son, or two brothers, one after the other, in two Sefrei Torah. And the Sefer Derech Chaim V'Shalom, which are the Minhagi of Munkach, so he brings down Shekach Gam Noag, the Baal Minchus Alozer, the great Munkach Rebbe, as well as his father, the Derech Yechuva, they would get back-to-back Aliyahs in this fashion. We'll go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel that we read in Sefer Bereishis up until Asher Baro Elokim Lasos, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Minich and Sefer Torah Shlishis Eslo." You bring up the third Sefer Torah to the bima with the second Sefer Torah on it. The first Sefer Torah doesn't have to be there, and then you say after the second Sefer Torah is finished, i.e., the reading of Bereishis, you say the Chatzi Kaddish. The issue, footnote number six, reminds us, as I just said, that you don't have to bring the first Sefer Torah up there, because as we had said previously in Siman Tov Reish Samaches, that it's because it really was already read, and everybody knows that the Chatzi Kaddish goes on that as well. The issue, footnote number seven, reminds us as well that if you made a mistake in the Chatzi Kaddish and you did it after Chasson Torah Aliyah, so then you'd have to go, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and say a Chatzi Kaddish after Chasson Bereishis as well. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'korin Yom Tov Achron Simchas Torah. We call the last day of Yom Tov here Simchas Torah. We don't call it Shemini Atzeres. We call it Simchas Torah. L'fi Shesmeichin V'osim Bosudas Mishta L'gomra Shal Torah. Because we make a special day and a special Suda as a feast for the honor of finishing off the Torah. And Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Dalet, because of El Yerabba, in the name of El Yerabba, he brings down Shibasimchas Torah Laila V'Yom, both day and night. Yesh L'Harbos B'Neiros V'Yisakneses L'Chovat HaTorah Shemotzin. We have lots of candles lit. Today we put on lots of electrical lights to, again, symbolize the tremendous chashivas that we're giving to this great day. Then he brings down Kosu HaPoskim Shibaleil Simchas Torah Yikra Parsha Shnayim Mikra V'Yecho Targum, that you can start laning the Zos HaBrocha, Shnayim Mikra V'Yecho Targum, on the night of Simchas Torah, She'ata Huzman, because only now really is it the Zman. Until now we were reading Kol HaBachor, Aser T'Aser, and on Shabbos we were reading the Chol HaMoed Sukkos Shabbos Aliyah, and therefore now is really the first time that it's called the Zman for Zos HaBrocha. The issue, footnote number 8, does bring down different opinions, and he writes, Le'el in Simon Reish Pehei, we brought down that on Hoshana Rabbah, you could start reading Shtayim Mikra Necho Targum for Zos HaBracha, and he adds, Shemkor also B'Shemini Atzeres Lohusit, and he wrote over there that if you read it on Shemini Atzeres, you're okay as well. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Shizman of Hoshana Rabbah, that you can start reading this on Hoshana Rabbah already, because that really is the next parsha that you're about to lay. Rav Yashav Zatzal brings down, She'ein Kavanos HaMishnah Berurah Kan, She'lo Yikaris HaParsha Kodesh Simchas Torah. When the Mishnah says over here that you should read on Simchas Torah, it doesn't mean you can't read it beforehand. He just says the kavana is that you should go and read it before you start reading Bereishis. In other words, you should finish it ideally before you start reading Bereishis, because then you're going to run into trouble if you read it after they started to read Bereishis. So then there are those opinions that say that it's too late. The year is finished, and you can only do Shtayim Mikra to finish up for last year up until the reading of Bereishis. This is actually a controversy. So he brings down from Nissan Karolitz, Zatzal, Shiocha Likro Parshas, Zosa Bracha Kol Yom. No, you could still read Zosa Bracha all day long in Simchas Torah, even though you started reading Bereishis in the laning for that day. Because Parshas Bereishis is just really part of finishing off the Torah, and only when you read it on Shabbos is that really the start of Parshas Bereishis. But he adds, Mikomokum, Kivan Shakar Hitzchila Likro Parshas Bereishis, since you did in fact start Parshas Bereishis, Yochel Kvar Lahaslu Shtai Mikra Be'echotagim Shabbasis Bereishis. You certainly can start doing Shtai Mikra Echotagim Parshas Bereishis already after you've read Bereishis on the morning of Simchas Torah. However, he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, on the other hand, that Achrei Shishchilu Kvar Likro Parshas Bereishis is what I alluded to before. Once you started learning Parshas Bereishis, that signifies the end of the previous year, and it's too late to do Zos HaBracha. He says, once we read Ha'azinu on the last Shabbos before Sukkot, so then could you start reading Shtayim Mikra V'Yachotagim for Zos HaBracha? So Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down, and this was the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, she'efshar, you could. However, he says, on the Shabbos Shel Acham Yikein, Yikur Sakriya Shel Shabbos Chol HaMoed, below is Zos HaBracha. Even though, he says, of course, on the next Shabbos, it is Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. You read the Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos Leini and not the Zos HaBracha Leini. Now we're going to the Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Hey, where he says that we have great Simcha and Simchas Torah, L'chavad HaTorah, Mutul Erakei B'Yontif. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because of this great covenant for HaTorah, you're even allowed to dance on the Yontif. Normally we don't dance on Yontif. There's a concern that you may come to then fix musical instruments that accompany the dancing. And therefore, the Minhag is normally not to dance on Yontif, but for Simchas Torah, dancing the kafos and circle dancing with the Sefer Torah, etc., that is permissible. Now, the issue footnote number 9 adds over here, and he says, the reasoning is, Shekivin she'isul raki l'tapech is rak a shvus, that you may come to go fix a musical instrument, so therefore, the rabbis were not gozer it for Simchas Torah. And he adds, however, of course, to use any sort of musical instrument is not allowed. You can't bang on drums or bells or anything like that, and certainly you can't play any musical instrument. And he says, even to tell a guy to go and play musical instruments for you, that is forbidden, unless if the guy comes himself and plays a musical instrument, you're not mechuyev to stop him. If a ben chutz l'aretz finds himself in Eretz Yisrael on Simchas Torah, he's also allowed to go and dance with them because of Kavarat Torah. You don't say, well, for him it's not Simchas Torah. And this is brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I will legamer mugmor to go and burn incense, to go and spread incense over on your coals, that is also, that's forbidden. That's not part of regular usage. Not everybody gets hanah from that, and therefore it's not something that you're allowed to do if it's not accepted by all. The Koshkin is certainly the also lahavir pulver. He brings down over here in the Tirgum number 1 that this is some sort of avak sreifa, ashes of burning. I'm not exactly sure what he is referring to, but he says you wouldn't be allowed to do this as well, lahashmia kol l'simcha, to somehow make a noise for the simcha. Pulver baner ber yontif, but you would be allowed to put this into your candles on erev yontif, kol the malachas there, before you light the candles, even though by doing so, it's going to go out earlier. Afal pishu gorim levasov, shaner nich ba'aydeza, the candle will go out earlier because of this pulver, whatever it exactly is. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav tells us that we have such simcha because we're finishing off the reading of the Torah. Kedisa b'medrash Shir Hashim, as the Medrash Shir Hashim tells us, v'hu adin ligmar mitzvah. And based upon this, anytime we finish a mitzvah, it's a great simcha, and that's why we make a siyum, for example, at the conclusion of the Masechta, because it's a great simcha. Then he brings down from the Elyar Rabbah, Kos of Elyar Rabbah, mevor me'a poskim, there are great poskim that say the eshlu smoach l'rabim, b'chomad de'ev shor b'simcha shol mitzvah. Anytime you're finishing off a mitzvah, and you have a simcha shol mitzvah, you should do a public simcha for the rabbin. Udloki yeshir makin v'dochin elu elu acha simcha nefach l'tuga. However, you have to be very careful that it doesn't lead to a lot of pushing and shoving one to the other until the simcha is turned into sadness. You know, people shove and push because of their excitement, and it ends up being a disaster, chas v'shalom. And gam mitoch kach monim is simcha shel mitzvah, and as a result, you're not going to have the simcha shel mitzvah. You're calling hatzolah. V'lachin yesh ligor behen. If the people get too rowdy, you should look at them with a look and tell them to stop what they're doing. Ad kan lashonu. That's the lashon of the Elyar Rabbah. And he brings that from the Ma'arik as well. Gam ha'Ma'arik, b'shorish tes, herich ma'od, shalovatel shum minhag, shenogu l'kova simchas Torah, ayin sham. You have to be very careful not to be mavatel any minhag that was done to enhance the glory of the Torah that we do on Simchas Torah. Don't get rid of minhagim. But again, one has to be very careful not to cause any trouble. And therefore, he says, v'lachein ra osin b'harbi makomos. Therefore, it's a bad thing that some communities have done. B'mesha bitlu mikarov. They recently have stopped. Shalom lasos mishteh v'simcha b'simchas Torah. They have not allowed a party or a great simcha on Simchas Torah, even though it's not like they never allow it. Af gam shesmechin b'shari yomim v'choy meim kichagim. But they treat many other days, which isn't a simcha of Torah, but they'll have parties and fun events at other times, which has nothing to do with the mitzvah. So in those places, they're doing something wrong. If they do it for their personal, private things, they certainly should do it for Simchas Torah. So it's incorrect to cut it out for Simchas Torah and maintain it for their personal, private things. As opposed to, for example, we've had to, unfortunately, spend some of the recent Simchas Torahs in COVID restrictions, so that's a different story. The fact that you didn't have gatherings or big kiddushin or the normal dancing, that was because it was pikuach nefashos, and that's not what he's referring to. And then he adds, "Uvav nasein or rabim bizui kovet Torah gormizeh." When you stop the parties to Simchas Torah, but let other parties go on for non-Simcha mitzvah events, so then you're causing a bizoyon to the Torah. Oh, we don't do that for the Torah, but we do it for a party. Shatorah munachas bekeren zavis. It's like you're leaving the Torah in the corner, vein doresh vein vakish, and nobody is darshening it, and nobody wants it. And he concludes from the Bikur Yaakov, "Umi yitain yoshev v'yirachem shever beis Yisrael b'meheru b'yameinu." If only we can do away with that type of an approach to Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is a great, great day of Simcha, but it's a Simcha shel Torah and not a Simcha of something else. And as well, we should make sure that we don't denigrate the Torah by not allowing Simchas Torah events, whereas we allow the same types of events for other non-mitzvah things. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says further, "V'noagin shamasayim haTorah v'hamasl bereishis." The person who's chasim Torah and the person who's chasim bereishis, the minhag is that nodri nedavos, they give big donations to the shul. V'korin l'acherim lasus mishta, and they call to other people to come and invite them to a big kiddush for being the chasim Torah and the chasim bereishis. This is brought down even the tour. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin explains, "Uviyomenu nowadays haminhag shekol ha'olim nodrim nedavos l'tzorchi beis hamedrash." Not only the Chasim Torah and Chasim Bereishis donate money, but Simchas Torah is a day especially that people should donate to the shul to make sure that the shul is properly upkept and that we're strengthening the learning of Torah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, we also korim lacherim lasos mishteh. You call other people to come to this kiddush, and he brings down v'gam avel b'toch yud beis chodesh. Even an avel who normally doesn't go to a kiddush during the 12 months nebuch, during the year of the loss of their father and mother, nevertheless, yochel lechol asudas mishtazu, he would be allowed to come to such a sudas mitzvah of Simchas Torah. And the reasoning brought down for that in Dirshu footnote number 11 is based upon the Bikur Yaakov, who says that Kemoshe Heitir in Shelus Achuvus Mara Mintz, from the Mara Mintz, from the Yireim, la'ovel lishtati b'siyum m'seches, an ovel can come to a sudas mitzvah for a siyum of the m'seches, so too, for the siyum of the Torah, Simchas Torah, he can join in that as well. Then he asks the interesting question, what about the Avel participating in Hakafos? So he brings that from the Geshe Chaim, one of the major works on Avelus, Sheyochel Lahakiv Sabima, the Sefer Torah B'yodo. The Avel can get a single Hakafah holding the Sefer Torah, however, Lo Yishtate B'Rikun, but shouldn't dance. So he can go around the Bima once with the Sefer Torah and then hand it off to someone else. And this is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well, and also the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chaim Kanievsky, the Chazon Ish's nephew, Shlita, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Shladasa Chazon Ish yochel gam lirkod kisha sefer Torah b'yodo. While he's holding sefer Torah, he can even dance, but not once he gives it away. On the other hand, Rav Yashav Zazal is more mekel. He says, you can even participate in the hakafos as an avel. Elo sha'olav l'mayit b'rikudim. And he can even participate in the dancing, but he should do so less than he does in a normal year. What he would normally participate in, he should tone it down a little bit. He then brings down from the Lehushe Mordechai and the Chelkis Yaakov, Shelo Yakif Gami Masefer Torah V'af Balicha. They say no, he shouldn't even do a Hakafa, not even walking around. Afilu B'sukkos, he doesn't participate with the Lulav Nesrog doing the Hoshanis, and the Hoshanis is a din that is based upon a Daraisa, and Simchas Torah is only a Minhag, and therefore he shouldn't do so. And he brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayin Weiss, Zatzal, Shehekel Lahakif Rak L'Rav, Basic Knesset. Only the Rav, if he's an Avelus, could do so, because otherwise it would look like Avelus of a Hesia, which you can't do. With this, we conclude today's shiur.